I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The state legislature and Governor John Hickenlooper have taken another step toward helping end opioid addiction in rural Colorado. It's actually a package of bipartisan bills signed by Hickenlooper that includes limitations on painkiller prescriptions and a plan to repay loans for behavioral health specialists who agree to work in underserved rural areas. More specifically, the legislation includes Senate Bill 22, which limits many first-time prescriptions and refills for opioid to a 7-day supply. Senate Bill 24, which offers loan repayment and scholarships for behavioral health specialists working in rural or urban areas where there is a lack of substance abuse professionals. And Senate Bill 270, that puts resources to helping people hospitalized for behavioral health or substance abuse issues to move from emergency health care facilities into programs. This legislation comes after Hickenlooper and other state officials kicked off the Lift the Label campaign, asking former addicts to share their stories of addiction and recovery to help others seek treatment.
It can happen to anyone. Opioid addiction is an affliction that comes out of nowhere. It's impossible to predict.
A December 2017 survey by the National Farmers Union and the American Farm Bureau Federation found as many as 74% of farmers have been directly impacted by the opioid crisis. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.